Hi, I'm Wendy Francis, nutrition therapist, emotional eating expert, and entrepreneur. I've helped countless people overcome their obsession with food and weight. Isn't it time you overcame what you had become and ignite who you were meant to be? Your time to become an overcomer starts now. Hi, everyone. Thanks so much for joining me today for another episode of Overcoming Your Emotional Eating. Today, I'm live on a pre-recorded line with a client who's talking about feeling out of control with her food. Do you ever feel that way? I know I have. And I know sometimes we can all feel out of control in our lives. It's a common feeling that we don't necessarily have a diagnosis for, but we all can relate to it. And listening to this caller will help you glean an insight as to what you can do with that feeling and how you can shift it and change it and move it in different directions. Feelings aren't the issue necessarily. It's learning how to ride the wave of the feeling that is. There is no feeling that's bad. The reality is it's the belief that we have that's bad about that feeling. So understanding what we feel, when we feel it, and how to ride that wave allows us to stay out of the emergency of the emotion and understand the pattern much better. That really enables us to be empowered in our own true self and in our emotions as we move through our life, whether that be around food, weight, body, finances, career, personal issues, recognizing that a feeling will always pass. It will fall by the wind and it will, you know, eventually dissipate. So take a listen to this caller so you can hear a little bit more about what you can do if you feel out of control. Thank you so much for listening. And please go to my website, www.wendyfrancis.com. If you want to be involved in my groups or to work with me one-on-one, I'm also getting out there and speaking. If you have a company, if you have a group that is getting together to lose weight together or inspire each other, I am getting out there now to speak and to help you all learn and grow in the ways that you want and desire. Please get on my website and check it out and go ahead and connect with me. I'd love to continue to provide as many resources as you need to continue to help you with your overcoming. Thanks so much for listening.
Hey, Wendy. It's we talked a couple of weeks ago, and one of the things we were talking about was, you know, stress, and then for my situation, grief kind of driving me to not make good choices. Wanted you to know that I did take your advice, and when I start having those sort of, you know, go binge eat some cookies or something, when I start going through that, I do, you know, sit down and think about like what's really happening and what's driving me and just breathe. And it actually is helping. So thank you so much for recommending that.
You're welcome so much.
And then, so you were talking earlier, and I joined a few minutes late, unfortunately, but you were talking earlier about just dopamine and the addiction with food, and like it's scientifically proven. And I found that to be like quite interesting, but I wanted to know, so say I'm trying to figure out like what it is that brings me joy, right? Which I am. But if I'm starting to kind of have that moment where I am having a craving and I'm out and about and I'm like headed to the store to get it or whatever, are there other things that like, are there self-talk exercises or things that I can do to like turn my brain around? Other than like the sitting and the breathing, that works for the grief because I'm actually processing the grief and I'm thinking about like the person that I lost and all of that. But then there are just some days when maybe I didn't prepare well and I'm getting really stressed out and I need something to eat really quickly. Mm-hmm. And I go off course. Are there things that can kind of satisfy me in those instances?
Is it a hunger thing?
No.
In those moments, no. It's not hunger.
Mm-mm. It's not hunger. It's just I feel like I want to do something, so I just want to eat. And if I'm going to eat, it better be worth it. Like, that's honestly what goes on in my head.
Perfect. Okay, that's great. Thanks for telling me the language. That's what's called your self-talk, right? So the self-talk is, right? I want to eat. Is that it? I want to eat, and it better be good.
Yeah, and it better be worth it. And then I'll know that I'm going to go off track, and I'll be like, okay, well, if I go off track, I'll get back on track tomorrow, but I really want to enjoy being off track. Like, I don't know. It's almost like it's not even my voice.
Yeah. Got it. Because that's the voice that's trying to push you into doing this. So my guess is, and I don't know because I'm not there with you in the moment, but there's a couple things you can check out. One, wondering, sounds a little rebellious, but I'm just curious how much of your she-wolf is involved in that. Right. So how much of it is rebellion? How much of it is, and I'll tell you how you incorporate this in a moment. But how much of it is rebellion? Because when somebody tells me, like, I just want to eat, I just want what I want when I want it, well, I'm going to tell you then that's a bit of rebellion because that's like what we do when we're 15. At least that's what I did. Right.
Well, and it happens when I'm frustrated or upset. Like now that you're saying that, it's when like a meeting didn't go my way or when I didn't convince people or like it's when I didn't get my way. And I couldn't control something, but I can control that.
Yeah, look at that. That's exactly it, right? So, yeah, so something went awry. You're frustrated, upset. It didn't go your way. You can't control it. And so now the cool thing about us as human beings is we do this thing called locus of control. It's kind of like where something outside of us feels uncontrollable, so we actually take it inside and we try to control it. So that's a great awareness. And in that moment, then what I would be asking you if I were sitting in your car, not coming to your car, don't know where you are, but if I were sitting there, I would go, okay, so are you frustrated with something out of your control today?
Yeah.
If that's the case and the answer is yes, then it's okay. Do I want to deal with that by eating?
It feels logical now, but in that moment, the answer is honestly, probably yes.
Perfect. So yes, and then I would go, why?
And then I get mad because mm-hmm. you'd be pushing boundaries. And
I know.
Like, you can talk about it after I eat what I want to eat.
Right. Then the rebel comes out and goes, gosh darn it, you're trying to control me too. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
So I just want to eat and I just want to eat. So then I would ask you, is there another way? Is there another way that you could be rebellious? Is there another way that you could go, sorry, everyone on here is an adult, that you could go F you? Is there another way that you could just go, man, that sucked. That sucked. Today sucked. Is there another way that you could do that besides stuffing it?
I mean, I can call my twin sister and gossip and talk bad about people. I do that well.
Does that help?
Yeah, we bet. We talk crap. She acts like she affirms whatever I say and acts like I'm right. Then the next day she tells me I was wrong.
That's actually a good system. So that may be one way that you do it is you call somebody and you talk it through. If that verbal helps you release that energy, then that's one way you can do it. Is there other ways?
The only other way I can think of for me is to just get laser focused into something and work on it. Like something that I felt like I couldn't obtain mm-hmm. and just really make it. Like I get mad enough to make things happen sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that would be another way.
Yeah, like that makes sense to me where, and even if, and I'm just going to kind of expand your mind a little bit in this direction. I'm not saying this is the funnest way, but I'm just trying to give you an example, right? There are plenty of times where I might get angry and feel like something's out of my control, and then my kids will find me cleaning the sink. And they're like, what are you doing? Why are you scrubbing so hard, Mom? I'm like, because I can just get the dirt out. Like, I have control over the dirt in the sink.
Mm.
Right? Like, not everybody wants to clean their sink. For some reason, it's a thing for me. I don't know why. But you can think about ways, right, whether it's, you know, I don't know, if you've got some trees to trim out back and you can whack them down or, you know, things that you could weed, like things that you can clean or your closet that needs to be gone through, like things like that can give us back that locus of control and can get out that energy that resides in our body with frustration.
Okay.
So it may be a dabbling You know what I mean? You may try some things, they may work, you may try some things, they don't work, you might clean the garage, you might hate it, you might clean the sink, you might hate it, but you might vacuum and feel great. And I'm only, those are cleaning. There's lots of other things you can do. Like I said, you could weed, you could garden, you could, you know, you got a project that at home that you have to get done. Yeah, you can get laser focused on it, take that control back, move something into completion.
Okay.
Because
go ahead.
I was just saying, if you think about the cycle with food in that manner, right, that manner is I'm frustrated, I hate how this went, it was out of my control, I'm super pissed, I just, you know, I want to take something back in my control, I want to be able to just do something with this energy, I'm going to go in the store, I'm going to buy it, I'm going to go home, I'm going to eat it, and it's going to be complete. Mm-hmm. So what you want to do is find other things that do mimic that same pattern, just take out the food.
Okay. No, that's helpful. And I'm a planner too. So I'm going to take some time to think about like a few things that I can test out. Because I think if I have that go-to list already, it'll be easier to say, okay, it's happening. What's on my list? Let me try.
Yes, that's exactly what you want to do. Exactly. List out 5, 10, 15 things, right? Projects that you have or things that you think might work. And list them out. So when you feel that happening, and here's the thing, don't tell yourself that you can't go back to the grocery store. Like, if you're trying something at home with this, go, okay, and if it doesn't work, I'll run back out to the grocery store and get the Cheetos or, you know, whatever you want. But it's about trying things. It's about experimentation. We so often look at life in black and white. You know, I'm going to eat or I'm not going to eat, or this is going to solve my eating. The first step is to figure out what works and what doesn't. So it's all an experiment at first.
Thank you. That's so helpful. I really appreciate you, Wendy.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. If you like this podcast, share it with a friend. Rate, review, and subscribe. You never know who you'll help become the next overcomer.